once we officially, sorry, once we officially start the meeting, we'll have a chance, Officer Galano, for you to sort of formally present your information. Joe, we're ready to go. Are we good to go?
Good to go.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So I'm just going to call this meeting to order. We are now recording. It's the October meeting of Queens Community Board 11. My name is Michael Budabin. I'm the chair of the board. And as always, I'm joined by my vice chairs. We have first vice chair Victor Dadris, second vice chair Christine Hayter, and third vice chair Henry Euler, and also by our district office staff, Joe Marzliano, Christina Catino, and Jane Bentivanga. So again, we have the ability to meet by Zoom, which is great under the open meetings law extension. We are able to meet virtually. Just as a reminder, just please stay cognizant of the fact that it's easy to interrupt each other and leave your phone or computer on mute during the meeting if you're not actively speaking. Just helps us, keeps us from hearing background noise. Joe and I are the hosts and we can mute people as needed. Including when we're taking board votes. So with that, we're going to get started tonight with our virtual Pledge of Allegiance. As usual, you can stand up and say the pledge with us if you'd like while we do it. Joe's going to share a picture of the American flag. Perfect. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thanks, Joe. So as some of you may have seen, we have a relatively light agenda tonight, which I think is a good thing after the marathon that we all put in last month. So even things out a little bit. We are going to get started off with public participation, and as promised, Officer Galano, if you want to just continue the discussion sure. We were just having with your point from the 111. Thank you.
I'm just going to go over some general statistics, then we'll go over issues and concerns that we have. Just to let everybody know where we stand week to date with the crimes, we're actually down from last year this week, 7.7%. Last year, we had a total of 13 crimes. This year, 12. So a little bit of difference there. And then the 28-day period, last year, we reported 68 total crimes. This year, 59. We're actually down for the 28-day period of 13.2%. Year-to-date, we are up in crime, 6.9%. Last year, we had a total of 535 total crimes reported. This year, 572 crimes. And what's really driving the crime right now is actually burglaries, just in different particular parts of the precinct, in Sector Charlie and also in Sector David. We have a couple burglaries going on right now. Two different zones. Sector Charlie is more of Northern Boulevard going south to about Long Island Expressway and goes to the Cross Island Parkway and goes far west to about Utopia Parkway, that one rectangle right there. There's been quite a few burglaries there. I put out on the social media a bunch of different wanted flyers. I don't know if anyone follows that, but I put every flyer that we have available up there. So if you have any tips, always call into our detective squad and try to help us out if you can. The other thing I wanted to talk about, just before the meeting, we touched upon a couple of different things. I know there was some issues with drag racing we've had. Particularly, we had some drag racing down by 73 Avenue and like 210 Street. Kind of where we are, we end at 210 Street and also borders the 107 precinct there. We've had our highway safety guys go out there and issue summonses at that location over there for the drag racing. Some of the other concerns that have been brought to our attention was Crowsharn Park with the dirt bikes and the ATVs going on in Crowsharn Park. I know NCO David, they've been doing directed patrols in those areas, every day for whatever amount of time. They go there to make sure that there's no dirt bikes. And it seems like as soon as they leave, that's when the dirt bikes come in. So I could really appreciate if you guys see them to make sure you phone in to 911 that there's dirt bikes in at Crowsharn Park when that happens. Because as soon as they see us, they're gone. As soon as we start doing patrols up there. So any tips would really help. I know also by Douglaston Shopping Center, there's been some vehicle activity up there as well, too, with cars driving fast in the parking lot, particularly in a lower level. I also spoke to NCO Boy about that, and they're going to be doing some patrols in that area in the future as well. Also, we had some car break-ins, but most of them have been from doors being left open on vehicles, just across the board in the, you know, different spots in the precinct. So make sure that when you leave your vehicle, try not to leave anything valuable, and make sure you lock all your doors and close windows all the time. I'd like to open up the floor for any other issues or concerns that anyone might have.
I just want to go back to Bell Boulevard last night. It really was bad. Is there anything can be done?
Well, I had, with the motorcycles or with the dirt bikes, one in particular?
Mostly, there are a few motorcycles, but mostly dirt bikes and ATVs.
I know we've taken in the past, since going back to August, we've taken probably about 5 or 6 motorcycles off the streets that were, whether the motorist was driving illegally or the motorcycle itself was not registered or not properly, you know, didn't have all the safety equipment or whatever on it. So we have seized a couple motorcycles, but I'll make sure I'll relay to the highway safety guys to monitor a little bit more closely. Is there any particular time that you've seen it?
This was after about 9 o'clock last night.
9 p.m. And you said from like 3-5 to 2-6, right?
Well, I don't know how far away further south in that direction, north it went, but it started around 35 going that way.
Okay. I'll let the highway safety sergeant about it, too, and also the NCOs. And any other issues?
Thank you.
Yeah,
Lander, you have your hand up?
Yeah. Officer Galano, I just wanted to just give a shout out to the team that have been coming out to PS 94 and helping monitor the traffic around the school there. We've had in the past, it's been brought to the board and to Westmoreland Association about school drop-off, school pickup around 41st and 42nd. And of late, we've seen, I believe it's Sector Boy 111 come out, and they've been helping monitor the traffic, make sure they're, and it's really greatly appreciated by a parent as well as a member of Westmoreland and CB11 to get the attention there. So just wanted to shout out to say thank you, and it's helping.
I know we've had some other dismissals by the high school, by Cardoza as well too. And then I know after Cardozo gets dismissed, they all go to Springfield and Horace Harding to go to those different shops and stuff there. We put a lot of extra patrol personnel up there during that dismissal to make sure that it goes smoothly and there's no other criminal activity going on up there. So,
yeah, the major deal here is an elementary school. So we don't have any high school kids going around with a new license, but we have a lot of parents that are disregarding double yellows and doing U-turns, and it's a bit dangerous with the way the school, the lanes have been designed there. So just having the support is helpful to keep the traffic and the students safe. So it's well appreciated.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for bringing that up, Lander. Yeah. Sue, I see you have your hand up.
I thought I saw a hand.
Yeah, Sue Cerezo, you have your hand up? Okay, that might just be an error. Christine, I see you have your hand up.
Hi, thank you. Officer, I want to thank you for doing one of your, you know, deals here with the trucks and the buses. I know it's a big project to get that going, and I appreciate that you do that. Very, very much.
I can't take all the credit for the tow ops. Officer Rosa does a lot of the tow operations.
Steve Rosa, yeah.
He's the one that kind of like takes charge of that. And a lot of the credit should really let you know.
Good. And the second thing very quickly is the captain was at the meeting last month, and I mentioned about the fixing of cars in the street.
Okay.
And he said he was going to look into it. I'm not talking about, you know, changing a flat in front of your own house. I'm talking about people line up and get their cars fixed for whatever, you know. Okay. And I think, is Stephen here? Stephen Popa? He said they had been Little Neck as well. I just want to know if you found anything out about it.
I know they did some patrols in the area. I haven't really seen it myself. I know the guys went out. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure they left off on that. I'll have to find out and get back to you on that.
Yeah.
But okay. Thank
you. I appreciate that because personally,
no problem.
I won't go forward and, you know, say anything to them. I would call you guys.
Right.
But, you know, it's not a priority, I'm sure.
Conversation. It's always good to avoid confrontation. It's not worth it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine. Thank you very much. Sue, I think you started to speak.
Yes,
I had a hard time connecting.
Hi, Sue.
Yeah, sorry, I was on mute. That's why. So now I have two questions. There are two fire hydrants by me. One is on 68th Avenue and 242nd Street. There is a Chevy wagon. It's called Uplander.
Okay.
It has no license plate, no registration. I didn't realize that it has no license plate. I just checked today. It has no registration, no car, no license plate. It's been there for over a year, 68th Avenue and 242nd Street. And
is
also
it on a
242 and 68.
Did you say it was on a fire hydrant too, though?
Well, it's no. There is a hydrant near there.
Okay.
All the time, there are cars illegally parked. But right next to it, it's not illegally parked. It's not by the fire hydrant. It's this van that has no license or registration. It's been there for over a year. And three cars from there, it is legally parked, but it has been covered. But is that good? You cannot see if it has a license plate.
We'll have to go out and look at it and then go from there.
Yeah, and on 65th Avenue and 242nd Street, I heard that the residents there have been calling regarding one specific car, a Juke Gray Nissan. I'm not sure.
Green
H-A Juke Nissan.
I know what kind of car it is. Okay. Do you have the number?
I don't have it anymore. I think it's HAA something.
Okay. 242 and 65. Green.
65th Avenue and 242nd Street.
Okay.
And the second. Okay. Thank you, Officer Galano. Also, I received the letter from plate number is HAA something. HAA. That's all I remember.
That's okay.
All right. So you look into it. Apparently they called 111 a few times already and nothing has happened. And the same car is there all the time.
Okay, thank you, Sue.
I have another issue.
Okay, that's no problem, but let's please try and make this quick, guys. We're dragging a little bit in this section.
I'm sure this is a scam because the letter I received came from U.S. Department of Justice, District of Connecticut. It says that I was identified by law enforcement as a victim of potential victim during an investigation of one other case. And they're going to a hearing will be heard on this matter in October 13th by Zoom. And if I wish to attend, I can go to the link. But I'm afraid to because I don't know these people. This could be a scam, right?
It could be. Why don't you come to the precinct and we'll take a look at it together?
Oh, okay. I'll do that. Thank you very much, Officer Glenn.
No,
I will. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. So I see Eileen and John. These are going to be the last two comments. And hopefully we should try and keep this stuff to sort of communal issues as opposed to specific questions, which can be emailed. Sorry. Thank you.
Okay. I just wanted to say... It's Eileen Miller. I just wanted to say PS 390, the Bayside Hills Civic School, they've been having a lot of issues with the parents not obeying the rules. The PTA president was saying there's a lot of dangerous things going on there as far as traffic and children. The 111 precinct has come and has done a phenomenal job so far, but we're still working on the issues. Victor and I are going to take it up at another time, but just so everyone's aware. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you, Eileen. John?
Great, thank you. RCV had requested some design changes for 73rd near Cunningham Park. Those changes were put in, but the drivers are not respecting them and parking illegally. So Saturday and Sunday mornings, if you can send somebody over to 73rd and Cunningham Park, and you know, charge a ticket some people.
73rd and what is it? Park Street? What is it?
Cunningham Park. So like, yeah, there's a quite a few blocks over there, like 210th Street around over there.
We cover up to 73rd and 210. The anything that goes by the park area after 210, anything west of there is actually the 107 precinct.
So if we there's some cover, stuff.
Then we only cover you. Up that 210 where that apartment building is on the left. We cover that, and then anything that goes into the park area is actually the 107 or 105 right there.
John, if you can send an email to the office after the meeting, we can reach out to a contact at the appropriate precinct to let them know about the issue.
That's fair, but it is also to the east of 210th. So it's all okay. Over in that area. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks, Officer Galano, for joining us. We appreciate it.
I'll hang out for a little bit.
Okay, sounds good. So moving on to the rest of public participation, got a few people who had asked to speak tonight. State Senator Liu, are you here?
Mike, I'm here. I don't believe
maybe we got
had...
maybe it was just a miscommunication, John. I thought the senator was
going to be here next month.
Ahead,
John,
yeah, I think that's what it was planned on. Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any announcements?
Yeah, I'll just mention some of the events we have upcoming. First off, I didn't say, you know, I hope everyone had a good summer at the last meeting. So good to see everyone, even if it's just virtually. But either way, OATH event tomorrow, Office of Administrative Trials and Hearings. It's going to be at Bay Terrace. That's going to be 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you're not able to attend that one, don't worry. There'll be another one a little further away at the Whitestone Library. It's going to be 10/27, October 27th, same times, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. In addition, just one of the FYI, the senator will take part in a education committee hearing on how school districts are spending both the foundation aid, the record amount they got this year from the state, and also Federal American Rescue Plan funds. So there was a hearing last week. There's another one tomorrow. You know, just trying to make sure that the money goes where it needs to go to help parents and students. And in addition, there actually was one on the MTA matters and similarly how that federal money was coming. It did give the senator a chance to, you know, obviously kind of speak with the new MTA chair, Jana Lieber, about, you know, why areas like ours need more transportation, concerns about the bus redesign, all that type of stuff, making sure that, you know, folks in Northeast Queens get, again, the transit options they deserve, as well as you get a chance to talk to the DOT commissioner to try to just make sure that he understood that issues still outstanding from Tropical Storm Saeed need to be addressed immediately. So otherwise, just the other event I wanted to mention is a paper shredding event coming up at the end of the month. That's going to be in College Point, October 24th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And if you have any more questions, you can always contact the office about any of that, or you can email me at jonathan@johnlewsenate.com. And just a quick point, there is a bill, if anyone has questions about legislation too, around reckless driving, some of the matters we discussed before that the senator has sponsored. If anyone wants to know more about that and what that might do, feel free again to reach out. Thanks, guys.
Great. Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate it. Okay. We are also joined by Dan Brown from the Queens DA's office. Dan, you had some announcements?
Yes, thank you, Michael. And Michael, you always do a great job with this meeting on Zoom. I appreciate you know, your effort and how well you run it. I'm gonna make three quick announcements. The DA is having a couple of events on October 13th. She's gonna be having her Hispanic Heritage event. That is going to be an online event. If you're interested in coming and being a part of that celebration with us, you can go to queensda.org and you can register to be a part, you know, to come and be an attendee at that. On November 6th, this is out of the neighborhood, but this is an important event that people sometimes leave the neighborhood to do. We're having a gun buyback in Jackson Heights. You can also find out about that event on queensda.org. You can turn in operable guns for a $200 gift card. And it's one of the efforts that the DA does to get guns off the street. We take up about a couple hundred guns off the street each year with our gun buybacks. We're not doing anything locally in this area at this point, but Jackson Heights, we're doing one. Lastly, this is my last meeting covering Board 11 as well as the 111th Precinct. We have a new employee who actually just started today. It's Katie Bone, who is here with us. I'm just going to ask her if she could just say hello quickly. We won't take up a lot of time. If she doesn't have contact info, because she just started today, I'll put mine in the chat, but she will take over this meeting from this point forward. If Katie wants to just say hello and then we'll move on.
Thank you, Dan. Hi, everybody. My name is Kate. I think a lot of you might know me from Councilmember Vallone's office. My last day there was on Friday, and my first day at the DA's office was today. So yes, as Dan said, I will be sharing my contact information as soon as I have it, and I will be attending your meetings in the future. If there's anything I can do, I'll be available to help.
Thank you so much, Katie. Looking forward to working with you. And Dan, thank you so much for all your efforts. Wish you the best, and I'm sure we'll see you around. Okay, thanks very much for that. Next up is Maru Arigi from the New York City Civilian Complaint Review Board. Maru? Joe, do you see Maru?
No.
Okay, nor do I. So we're just gonna move on. We're joined by Susan Neswick, who wanted to speak about John Golden Park handicap access, I believe. And Susan, just gonna ask you to please keep your comments to 3 minutes, okay?
Out of here. Can
you, Susan? There you go. We got you.
My name is Susan Meswick, and I've had the pleasure of living here in Bayside for more than 38 years. And it really is a wonderful community. I want to talk about Crocheron Park, and overall to say that the use of the park has been raised, at least according to my observation. It's cleaner than it had been this weekend. The parking lots were filled. The repair, or rather lack of repair on the walking surface, is difficult. I'm 69 years old and I had to buy an extra heavy walker so I wouldn't trip. I have observed both young children and older individuals tripping on the uneven surfaces. Nobody wants anyone to get hurt in the park, and we do want to encourage people to use it. So as a result of this, I wanted to put this into the community boards that you were aware of somebody who's a longtime user of the park. I pointed out the good points of it, but I think you really need to work on the surface area, because if you look at Alley Pond Park, that's all been redone. And I'm talking about the surface area this past weekend when there were no puddles, snow, or anything else. So even for a cognizant adult, knowing where the bumps were, it was still not exactly an easy terrain to use. I thank you for allowing me to speak, and I wish the best to the community board in terms of their extensive work and services to the community. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate that, Ms. Meswick, and we will raise that. That is, I'm familiar with Crocheron and agree that the issue exists. So thank you very much for your time.
Okay.
So I know we're joined by a few other representatives from elected officials' office. I know we have Kat Thompson here, and I saw a few other folks. Is there anyone else from the elected officials that wants to make announcements before we move on? Okay, good to go. So we're going to now move on to roll call. After that, we're going to do the vote to accept the minutes from the September meeting. Which were circulated in advance. So please bear with us while we go through each board member's name for attendance and then do that again for a voice vote on acceptance of the minutes. We'll be unmuting participants for the roll call. Please remain quiet unless you're being called on. We appreciate it. Joe?
Scylla?
Here.
Aviles?
Here.
Bale? Bind? Lana. Bravo.
Present.
Budubin?
Here.
Burke?
Here.
Cerezo? Susan?
Hey. Focus.
Chen? Jason? Chu?
Here. Here.
Okay. Chin?
Here.
Cayado?
Here.
Dadris?
Here.
December?
Here.
Di Benedetto?
Oh, no, I'm here.
Paul? Donahue? Mary?
Di pa lang yun, my name naman.
Euler?
Here.
Berzoli?
Here. Hi.
Filas? Elias? Freed?
Yes.
Gallatin?
Yep.
Garippa?
Here.
Golia?
Here.
Jadis?
Here.
Haber?
Here.
Hader?
Here.
James? Laura? Chithwani?
Here.
Jin? Stan? Kelly?
Here.
Lanzetta? Jenna? Linda Lee?
Here.
Joseph Lee?
Here.
Liotto?
Here.
Martino? Floor? Flora, I see you.
Here.
Okay. Mahaltzis? Miller?
Here.
Montgomery?
Here.
Paulzer? Alan? I see you, Alan. Papachan?
Here.
Patel?
Here.
Pelbier? Wendy? Pavour? Steve? Popa?
Here.
Rastogi? Gungeon? Shearer?
Here.
Shiram?
Here.
Gotcha. Turner?
Here.
And Wong?
Here.
Joe, I'm here.
Who's that?
Sue Cerezo.
Okay, yes. You asked a question earlier. I had you, Sue.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. It's now time to vote on the acceptance of the September minutes. These were circulated in advance. Do I have a motion to approve the acceptance?
Yes.
I saw a floor with the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, I heard Doug first with the second. Any discussion on the motion?
Yeah.
Okay, not hearing any, I'm going to call the question.
Crossed out, Nancy, moved it.
Hold on 1 second, please.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I think somebody did say they had an objection to the minutes.
Oh, there was discussion on the minutes? Did I hear it? Is that right?
Somebody said something.
Somebody said something.
I think it might have been background noise, Doug.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
Sorry, folks, we had a few absences tonight.
Sorry, please just bear with us a second. I think Joe's just confirming we have a quorum.
Okay. All right. We're good to go. Sella?
Yes. Sorry.
Okay. Aviles? Adriana?
Here.
Is that a yes or a no on the acceptance?
I'm sorry, Joe. Yes.
Bravo?
Yes.
Udovan?
Yes.
Kirk?
Yes.
Cerezo?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Justin?
Yes, sorry.
Sharon? Chin?
Yes.
Cayado?
Yes.
Dadris?
Yes.
December?
Yes.
Euler?
Yes.
Ferrazzoli?
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Freed?
Yes.
Gallatin?
Yep.
Garippa?
Yes.
Golia?
Yes.
Jadis?
Yes.
Haber?
Yes.
Hader?
Yes, but with the attachment of the minority report, it's not there?
Yes, it went out at 5:30.
Thank you.
Jethwani?
Yes.
Kelly?
Abstain.
Abstain. Linda Lee?
Yes.
Joseph Lee?
Yes.
Liotto?
Yes.
Martino?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Montgomery?
Yes.
Papachan?
Yes.
Paulzer? Allen? You're on mute, Allen. Alan, you can hold the space bar to speak. Nothing. You want to give us a thumbs up if it's a yes or a thumbs down if it's a no? We can see you.
Oh, he's muted.
All right. I can't see thumbs up or thumbs down. So
he's muted.
Right.
No.
Okay, I'll mark you as a present for now.
Okay.
Patel?
Yes.
Popa?
Yes.
Shearer?
Yes.
Shiram?
Yes.
Turner?
Yes.
And Wong?
Yes.
Okay, were there any board members that I left out because maybe we thought that they weren't here that are here? Okay, barring that, the approval of the minutes passed.
Okay, thanks very much. If everyone can go back on mute now, unless you're speaking, I appreciate it.
You left out Steve Bauer.
Is that Steve?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. It's I.
Okay, I got you. What did you vote for?
I can't vote because I never got the minutes. I only got the minority report about 6:50.
Okay. All right. We will resend it to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Motion still passes.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. So just going to move on to my announcements, which are going to be very brief. We actually didn't have any committee meetings this month because we had some issues with the Zoom account. So some things that we were trying to do got pushed a little bit. So it's only been a few weeks since the last meeting, which was a week late because of Labor Day. So we have resolved the Zoom issue. So that's helpful. And we're going to be using the CB11 Zoom account moving forward. So that does bring us to board member new business. And I know Henry had wants to give us his BSA report. And I think there's a couple other things to note. So Henry, I'm going to start with you.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Well, there is no BSA report this month because BSA did not hear any of our cases this month of September. But I do have two updates. One concerns the accessory dwelling units legislation that is at the state legislature at this point. I received a notice of public hearing. It's going to be held on October 13th, Wednesday at 11 a.m. People who would like to testify regarding this legislation can either do so in person in Manhattan, or they can send in written comments. There's no virtual testimony that will be taken for this particular hearing. It says in the notice of public hearing that the purpose of the hearing is to examine the jurisdiction of local governments in siting and permitting. Local governments have expressed concern about the need to ensure the safety of ADUs and preserve municipal zoning powers. And it will also examine ADU tenant protections, including eviction procedures. Now, I know the community board received this notice of public hearing, and I had asked Joe perhaps he could send copies out to the other board members so that they could see what the different rules are for participating in the hearing. And he felt it might be because only certain people were invited, but it is a public hearing. And that means I checked with the contact person, and she told me that anybody can come and testify. It's open to the public. So perhaps, Mike, the notice of public hearing could be sent out to all of our members. Well, thank you. The hearing will be live streamed. It's also going to be recorded for if anybody wants to listen to it later on. And our assemblyman, Ed Bronstein, is one of the people that is conducting the hearing. He's the chair of the Assembly Standing Committee on Cities, so he's involved with this legislation. So if you do decide to send in written testimony, either pro or con, you could send him a copy as well as to the contact person in the notice. The other thing that I wanted to mention was an update on the monopole situation. I visited the monopole yesterday. It's located on Horace Harding Expressway and 183rd Street. Unfortunately, there's still litter there. There's also graffiti that still remains on the boxes within the structure. There's also the opening is still on the pole itself. And there's now a wooden stick leaning against the fence, a very long, straight wooden stick. I don't know what the purpose of that, who put it there. But it's kind of disappointing to see that they've done nothing to ameliorate the situation at that site. And this case will be coming to BSA soon. So, you know, I hope that things will improve. And thank you to the board also for, I understand you're writing a letter to the hotels that are next to the monopole to see if, in fact, they would accept the idea of putting the monopole, the poles itself onto the top of the hotels. I think Lander had mentioned that at the meeting last time that that might be a solution to take away the eyesore of the pole itself. And one last thing, I just was asked today to invite everybody on the community board and all of the community residents to a ribbon cutting ceremony at the Old Town of Flushing Burial Ground. It will be held on Thursday, October 28th at 8:30 a.m. And the memorial stone has now been put in place in that burial ground. At least 100 people have been identified that are buried there. A research project was done by a class at Queens College, and they've discovered the names of some of the people there. They're going to be inscribed on the stone. And there's room on the stone for the approximately other 900 people that rest at that site. And I should also mention that our own former board member, Mandingo Shaka, was instrumental in discovering this site, this 19th century cemetery that contains mostly people of African American and Native American descent. Conservancy was formed to preserve this site and to make sure that it's treated with dignity and respect. I'm very proud to say I'm a member of the Conservancy. And if you can't come on October 28th, please feel free to visit the site. It's a very peaceful and wonderful place. And I'm glad that people that are buried there are finally being treated the way they should be. Thank you.
Thank you, Henry. Really appreciate that. Thank you very much. Next up is Al. Al Galton, I see your hand.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. I'm going to follow up with Henry. I spoke to the Senate sponsor today, I can't pronounce the name right, Harkeman, and I was referred to a Joel at that office. They said that because of what happened during the flood, that the Senate side, he's kind of redrafting the entire thing. They had it very far along, but she described it as they're going to start at square one. And they didn't expect to present anything very soon at all. They said they are rewording almost the entire bill and that they don't expect it to have it reworded or before anybody until at least January. So that's what I found out today. I have a couple of other things. The Alley Pond Motor Parkway, they just finished or they're about to just finish the Community Board 13's portion of it. The next portion is in the middle and it's our portion. The time that they took to do the portion that they did took about a year. The active work, and I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, the active work was 60 days. That they left it untended. People were cutting the fence. It was ridiculous that it took them, that they only had 60 days. That was an end portion. The next portion that they're supposed to do is a middle portion. I had heard from Barry Grudenchik's office that they're given open-ended contracts with no time deadline. That's really unacceptable. The motor parkway's use, and I'm there 4 to 5 days a week running, the use has gone astronomical since the pandemic. And people are frustrated. They cut the fence. There's work around the fence. It's and when the road is unfinished, it's just not safe. They need to, on the next portion, which is in our community board, I'm hoping that it's not an open-ended contract, that there's a time deadline. Honestly, I'm saying 60 days. It was probably 30 days of active work. Now, I will say this. It's gorgeous. Well, from what I see of it, it's really nice. And last thing, as I am chair of the legal committee, if you have a bill that you want digest, like I did for the ADUs, Senator Luz mentioned a new driving bill that's on the floor. I could digest that, just somebody ask. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. We'll reach out on parks and see what's going on with the next section of the parkway. Thank you for bringing that up. Christine, I see your hand. Christine, you're muted. Sorry about that. Can you unmute yourself?
Yeah, but I didn't know we got a response from the hotels. And that's a good thing that they'll put the extra height on the hotel?
No, we didn't. Sorry, we did not get a response from the hotels. We wrote a letter to the hotels. We have not heard back yet.
Okay, so we wrote a letter to the hotels. We have not heard back yet. Now, what Henry says about the condition of the area is abominable. And I can climb over the fence and get in there, seriously. And I think they have to do something. It's been very dangerous for a very long time. And Mike, I sent you pictures. Did you get the pictures I sent you?
Yes.
About a week ago. Okay, you got them all. Good. Because I didn't know whether I sent them right. Okay, well, that's good news. And as I said, I would like to work with you on this monopole to make sure that it winds up safe for the community, all right? That's very important to me. And I'm sure to many of you who live nearby. And I also wanted to say I've been on the board for 30 years and I've enjoyed every minute of it. And I've met wonderful people. Some have gone on to be judges and so on and so on. And I think that I'm sorry I haven't been able to face-to-face meet the new people, but we will eventually. This will eventually pass. But I know that we all should treat each other as professionals. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine. Eileen? Sorry, you're just muted, Eileen.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say, I want to reiterate what Christine said. Yes, I did mention putting it on the top of the hotels, and I'm glad that that's being something that's being looked into. I also went yesterday, and it is a total disgrace, and I just feel that these people are aware of our wishes, and it just makes me, my blood boil that they didn't go and at least clean the place up a little. You know, I mean, it is. And it says right on the pole, on this tower, radio frequency fields near some antennas may exceed FCC rules for human exposure. That sign is posted right there. So they really need to take care of the site like they did would any other site. And since the gentleman was very animate about taking care of it, why didn't he go there and do that? Why didn't he send somebody to do it? Anyway, that's enough. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mike, can I just say one tiny thing?
If it's on the monopole, Christine, I gotta say.
I just want to know if you like the picture, that one of the pictures that had the two tables from the bar in front of the gate.
I did see that. And I agree with you guys.
Sorry.
I did see that.
Thank
and
you.
I agree with you guys about the cleanliness of the site. There's no question that the site is an eyesore, and they need to take care of that. I do need to mention, though, guys, that new business is supposed to be for new business. And so we had a lengthy discussion about this last week. And I think raising, you know, it's a worthy discussion. And I don't want to minimize it. I just want to make sure that we're sort of sticking to the sections for what they're supposed to be. So updates to things, that's okay. As a general matter, but let's try and keep the new business. And if you want to raise something for the agenda, talk to us in advance and we're happy to do that. But I do think this is a very worthy topic. Just moving on to public hearings and committee reports, not seeing any other hands. As I said, we didn't have committee meetings this month, so we don't have
Mike, Doug has a hand up.
Oh, sorry, Doug, I missed you there.
That's all right. I might be on the fourth or fifth panel. two things that have become blaring. Number one is the number of semi-trucks that park overnight at the intersection of Little Neck Parkway and Horace Harding on the northern side by the mall. It's insane. There's got to be 20 trucks there a night, and the drivers are sleeping. Until the next morning. We have to do something about that. Number two is, I live in Douglas Manor. From Northern Boulevard to the point which faces Great Neck, there are two stop signs. One at 235th and one at 235th by PS 98. The number of people that pass and go over double lines to get to where they're going a little bit faster, 10 seconds or whatever, is insane. And someone's going to get killed. We have to do something about it. We have to get some speed bumps from 235th at PS 98 between there on West Douglaston Parkway to West Drive. We have to slow down the traffic. My office is here. I see it happen every day. I'm just waiting for somebody to be laid out by a freaking somebody passing on the double line that doesn't give a hoot. So I wanted to bring it up with Officer Galano, but I didn't get a chance. So just thought.
Yeah, Doug, do me a favor, and can you email those locations to Victor, myself, and Joe?
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, now I'm doing a full scroll through again and not seeing further hands. Okay, so we're going to move on. We're going to move on to the public hearings committee report section. And we don't have any committee reports for committees this last month. As I said, we were getting the Zoom account up and running. But what I will note is, and this was on the agenda, that we do have the capital expense and budget meeting this month, because next month we're going to be presenting to the board for the new list for this year. So we've been doing this on an ongoing and rolling basis, but if you have ideas for things that you want added to the list for the capital expense committee, please email the office. Don't forget to do that. And then we're going to have one meeting this Wednesday night for committee members and other board members who are interested in attending. And we're going to have a second meeting later this month. The idea there being that we're going to give ourselves time to discuss without timing pressure of having to finalize everything. And as those on the committee know, we've been working on this as the year went on. So we've made some progress already with what's going to be posed. So just a reminder that as is always the case, you can email ideas to the office to add to the list, and they'll be considered by the committee. And that will be presented next month for a vote. So that's it. Like I said, no other committees met this last month, and that moves us on to the month ahead and adjournment. So as of right now, we do have three committee meetings scheduled for this coming month. This Wednesday, as I mentioned, we have the Capital and Expense Committee. There'll be a second committee meeting for that committee later on this month, but we're going to schedule it on Wednesday to make sure that we can get maximum attendance. The Parks Committee is meeting on October 12th. That agenda already went out, but it's to discuss some issues that were sort of brought to bear during Ida with some issues in the parks. And then there's a Transportation Committee meeting on October 20th. All these meetings are at 7:30 on Zoom. Sure, we've all received agendas that include the Zoom invite, but if you need them to be reset, let the office know, please. So that's it. I really appreciate it. We were able to keep tonight's meeting to a reasonable time, which a little shorter than usual, but I think that, like I said, it evens out from last month. I appreciate everyone's time. It's good to see everybody. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I got one last thing, Mike.
Oh, who's that, Alshar?
Yeah, how about them Yankees? Let's go Yankees tomorrow.
Let's go, Matt.
Fair enough. Fair enough, my friend. Fair enough.
That's the only comment I got tonight.
On that note, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn. All right.
Take care.
Okay. Yes. I think I heard Lourdes, and I see Paul nodding agreement. Is that second, Paul?
Paul, yeah.
Second, yeah. From Paul De Benedetto. We're adjourned. Thanks, everybody. Go. Have a great night.
Steve, Joe, when you get a chance, I'm going to call you.
Didn't see Doug's tattoo.